Hashem. Good evening. Welcome back to our learning at Share. We are learning the Lilui Nishmas and the Zecher Nishmas and Miriam Frod, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah Hashem. Hashem should have an aliyah in the merit of our Torah. This will be our last class till after Yom Tov. Baz Rosh Hashem, unless Mashiach comes, and then we reconvene. Halavai in Yerushalayim,
Er HaKodesh. He's supposed to come this month, right?
V'nisan Rosh Hashanah Ravine, V'nisan Nigalu, V'nisan Asidi Nigal.
Sounds good to me. I love saying that.
Excuse me. Okay, we are having a whole learning on Yira, on fear. On fear of Hashem, fear of sin, fear of punishment. There's Yiras Hashem. There's Yiras HaOnesh. There's Yira, so Yiras Hashem, Yiras HaOnesh, Yiras HaChei. And we spoke in depth about it last time, and it was a very, a chapter really that reiterated over and over and over, a person should fear Gehenim, envision Gehenim. I don't know if you were here or not here, if you had time to listen online, envision Gehenim, live Gehenim. Anyway, so Vigaya had a specific comment that she said to me privately after class, which I would like you to share aloud before I go on. Remember what you said?
No. No, I think I was saying that our generation, I think, doesn't have that much yira, and just like thinks, oh, like we think of Hashem as compassionate, and like he understands that we're not
perfect,
that we're not perfect, and he looks at us with a kind eye, like a father to a child, and you know, and I don't think that we have enough.
Yira. So you're saying we need more yira.
Yeah,
we have too much of the ahava and not enough yira. Hashem loves me. Hashem will forgive me. Hashem will overlook. Hashem will understand. So therefore, I have nothing to fear.
I'm not saying that we have nothing to fear.
I'm not saying we don't have anything to fear. I'm saying that that is more of the prevalent attitude in today's generation. Okay. And you know, it's funny because last time a few times in class, I stopped and I said, does anyone have questions or comments? And then after class, a number of people commented. So I said, I wanted you to say that during class. I asked a few times. Let's balance out this year. So that's one comment that perhaps we live in a time, in a generation, and I think maybe that comes from Magiali, where we have an attitude of everything is coming to me. So also what's coming to me is God's compassion and mercy. If everything in the world is, I need, I want, I have, I feel, I think, I do, I can. That's exactly right. So therefore, I also deserve Hashem's rachamim. And in a way, perhaps we have an erroneous misconception that whatever I do will be overlooked. And so our Avigdor is saying, maybe we don't have enough yira. Maybe we have too much, what's the word exactly? I don't want to say too much ahavas Hashem. You can't have too much ahavas Hashem. Real ahavas Hashem is not too much. But maybe we're complacent in the face of yira.
Also, kids to their parents. Yeah. You get so, you like, I remember I was growing up, oh my goodness, there was a lot.
My husband always says that. He says, if we would have talked to my parents that way. One second, Malki, my husband always says, okay, so we're in our early 40s. My husband always says, if we would have talked to my parents that way growing up.
Forget it. My mother would go, there were only two kids. Tati is not at the table. And I would go, where is she? Or what? Who is she? Who is he? Young lady.
My husband always says, you would never talk to your parents like that. Okay, it's perfect timing. One second before I take your comment, because after Avigaya, I was really waiting for Joanna. Joanna, come sit here so that they could hear you on the recording, because Nancy is not coming tonight.
Being too embarrassed to say it last.
The other comment that I was waiting for this evening to begin share with, so that was Avigail's insight, and you're relating it to parenting, which perhaps is very true, and in a very real sense, we see that same idea exhibited in, I don't want to use the word chutzpah of today's generation, but maybe a little bit. And the laxity in reverence, in yira, exhibits itself in a close friendship-style relationship, which is not always reflective of the proper child-parent relationship, and it's not always reflective of our relationship with our father. So, you also had a very important comment to add.
That I was too embarrassed to say last week, but you asked me to say it on the recording.
I did. I was after saying, please share it tonight.
Now you're embarrassed you're saying it anyway. Thank you.
Embarrassed and sitting next to
it's
the recording.
It's very beneficial for everybody, and that's it. It's nothing embarrassing. Go ahead.
What we were discussing last week, and I guess part of this week, reminded me of a class that Rav Gavriel Friedman from Isha Torah has up on Torah Anytime, where he says that it's, and it, actually, when I was coming here tonight, I was meeting with a friend who's very from in association and not as from in practice.
Okay.
And she totally identified with exactly what I was describing, where there's this concept, he talks about like the conflict of Avinu Malkeinu. And people who grew up from have this concept of, he calls it like Malkeinu Malkeinu, that like it's a set of rules. We follow a set of guidelines, and you know, there's reward and punishment, there's Schar Onesh, like whatever, you know, title we give it, we really look at it as like a king and, you know, a servant relationship.
So in other words, we live more in fear. Malkeinu, right. Malkeinu, Malkeinu.
And that like, these are my set of rules. This is like my guidelines for life. This is how I do things. As opposed to people who grew up in non-Orthodox circles, really look at it as like an Avinu-Avinu relationship.
Avinu-Avinu-Avinu, whereas we may look at it
as like Malkeinu-Malkeinu. And the whole point of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and like Elul is to look at that duality and be able to come to this in-between. That like people who grew up not from say, I don't need to follow rules because God knows
because
I love
Hashem
me.
Is forgiving.
Hashem
will understand 1 second. And that's Avinu, Avinu, Avinu. And that is too much complacency. That is, of course, Hashem is forgiving. 1 second. Of course, Hashem is forbearing. Of course, Hashem will forgive me. On the other hand, the negative and the dangerous is also Avinu, Malkeinu, Malkeinu, Malkeinu. We're not supposed to think, like I said last time, there's someone told me this. She thinks that God is standing over with a gun pointed at her head. That's also not healthy. Yeah. So go ahead. What does it have to be?
So he talks about how like the point of life or the point of Elul, whatever the shir was relating to from Rabbi Friedman, was that to come to both aspects of the relationship, that yes, Hashem loves me, but he also needs me to follow his rules, that like yes, I have this relationship that he's my father, but I also have the relationship that he's
which is king. Why it's Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu, Avinu is incorrect. Malkeinu, Malkeinu is also incorrect. It's a balance between Ahava and Yira.
Same thing with parents.
But it's very interesting the way he was relating.
I want my kids
but like
to
I was talking
me, but I
for sure I was talking
them.
But like I was talking to my friend tonight who is not from in practice but like is very strong emunah, and she like didn't even understand the concept that like I have this relationship with God where like there's like rules to follow and guidelines. It was just
that's
something
Rabbi
that she
Gayo
didn't.
That's saying that in our generation,
so
there's a lot of laxity in the Malkeinu.
Meaning like she grew up conservative. Like she
okay.
Grows up,
even so, living in a regular
but,
society
like, meaning,
of guidelines.
Her relationship that's with God right. Is God loves me. Of course God's going to forgive me. God's going to bestow.
He'll forgive like, everything God. And there's no Yira, which is really
like,
what
God
you are saying.
To like follow Shabbos to prove that.
1 second, ladies. 1 second. And that's not what the Torah demands of us. On the other hand, the Torah also does not want us to think that the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing over us with a gun pointed at her and that it's all onesh. That is also not correct. And that's why we have to balance the Avinu Malkeinu, which is, on the one hand, the Ahavas Hashem, balance that with the Yira Shemayim, Yira Sacheid, and Yira Sa'onesh. Yes, I want to go on. Yes, thank you both. Yes, some people, yes, you had a comment. That's right, Javi.
I've heard so many times this year that the rate of assimilation is so high and the rate of intermarriage is so high that if you're a person, you're like the top 1%.
Wait. So I didn't know what she said.
How like nowadays, like we're told that we're so.
Wait 1 second. I don't know what you said.
We're so high. No, we're.
She was talking about her conversation, not her conversation.
Okay, so to say it again, please clear.
Right. We're being told a lot. I hear a lot say that the rate of assimilation is so high. So if you're a from person, you're like the top one percentile.
Okay, so therefore.
So that's why Hashem is greeting you on the curb, and everything is love and soft and merciful and forgiving.
Okay.
I
mean, we don't know how he judges, but we have to balance out. Yes.
Right.
So, 1 second. Ladies, yes.
We're up there.
Wait, ladies, let her talk. Wait, one at a time. Wait, I can't hear when you're all talking at the same time. Literally, I can't hear. Yes. I can hear if you're not all talking at the same time. Never mind if you're all talking at the same time.
In Hallel.
We forget that we have to serve Hashem. We're not just going to be His children. We have to serve Hashem. There's an avoda involved in this. So that has to go hand in hand.
And that's the Yira aspect. Okay. Okay, I am going to quote. So this is what I decided to do, and I did want to start here with these comments. I was very deliberate because I think last week I asked like 4 times, does anyone have anything to say? Not one person commented. After I turned off the recording, after I finished giving shir for 45 minutes, everybody said that they have comments. It was very important. But what I did was I said, let's go to see what one of the Gedolim has to say. Instead of us basing on the Sefer, and I always bring you other sources, you could all read the Sefer on your own, which is why it's taking us so many years to get to the Sefer. I went to see what Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita has to say. So this, I'm quoting from Chaim Kanievsky's classic guy, his famous sefer, classic sefer, Orchos Yashar. Okay? Orchos Yashar. So there are many chapters. So I went to open up. I recently gave a share on Kass. I also quoted from the sefer. There are many chapters. MS, Bitul Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Dan Lekav Schus. I'm not going to read you the title of all 30 chapters. Tvila, Torah, Shtika, Simcha, Yiras Chit. I said, I think that this is very important for our discussion. Let's see the Torah viewpoint and the view of the Gadol Hadar in terms of this idea of Yira. Now, yes, there's Yira Shemaim, there's Yira Shchet, there's Yira Sa'onesh. What's very interesting is he's going to explain at the end of this chapter that Yira Shchet is really Yira Sa'onesh. They're one and the same. If you fear sin, you fear punishment. I also wish I could have made copies for you, and that would have been much better so we could all through go together. But in capital letters, no part of this book may be reproduced in any form, photocopying or computer retrieval systems, even for personal use without written permission from the copyright holder, Masorah Publications. Therefore, I cannot photocopy anything for you, so you will have to bear with me while I read and explain, and you will have to listen. Okay, So he begins by saying, so it's Parak Yud Gimel, chapter 13, Yiras Chei. Bevrachos Tez Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, after Rav finished Shmona Esrei, he would add a prayer beseeching Hashem for many blessings. One of the blessings he was add is Yiras Chei v'Yiras Shemayim. By the way, when we're Mavarich HaChodesh, I know Nusach Ashkenaz, I daven Nusach Sfard. Do you ask for that Nusach Ashkenaz also? Yeah, Yiras Shemayim v'Yiras Chei. It's one of the things that we actually daven for to have when we're Mavarich a new month. So I'm going into this new month, and what do I want to have? So the Gemara tells us that every day after Rav finished davening, he would ask for Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chet. V'tzarich Be'ur. This, and again, I really, it would have been so much better if we could have each had it in front of you and gone through it together, but we can't. V'tzarich Be'ur. Ma'u enyin shel Yiras Chet. We need to clarify. What is this matter of fearing sin? V'chi me'hachet hu misyarei. Are you afraid of sin? What are we really afraid of? We shouldn't be afraid. No, not the punishment. The tzaddik is really afraid of, not the chayt or the punishment. Who's the tzaddik afraid of?
Ah,
v'halomi misha tziva ala chayt hu misyarei. Are you afraid of the one who commanded about the sin? What do you mean you're afraid of sin? What do you mean you're afraid of punishment? Why are you afraid of? Ladies, come. Why are you afraid of the one who
commanded
about the sinner who's going to dole out the punishment? You're afraid of punishment. You're afraid of sin. Shouldn't you be afraid of? So that's how he opens his chapter. Shouldn't you be afraid of God? If you already have Yiras Shamayim, you're afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's Yiras Chei? And again, keep in mind, even though I'm giving you the end of the answer, at the end of the chapter, we're going to understand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is going to explain that Yiras Chei is really Yiras HaOnesh.
I mean, Yiras Chei is really that every time you do a chet, you're distancing yourself from Hashem.
Correct.
It's having a deleterious effect on your neshama. That's Yiras HaChet as opposed to Yiras Shemayim or Yiras HaOnesh.
Okay.
The chet itself is something bad.
So hold your comment. You're correct. Let's get there. Umatzinu shechazal hifligo me'od b'inyan shel Yiras Chet. We see that Chazal put a lot of emphasis on this matter of Yiras Chet, which is fear of sin. Ukesheratzu l'shabeach echad mehagdolim. When Chazal want to praise someone as being a gadol, hashavach hagadol b'yoser alav hu Yiras Chet. The best example, the best not example, the shavach hagadol, the best praise that they could think of is that this person is a Yiras Chet. As the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, it's in Aramaic, so I'm going to just read it to you from the English translation. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar were sitting together. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha walked by. One of the sages said to his colleague, "Let us rise. He is a man who fears sin. Dachil chatein. He fears sin." The other sage replies, "No, let us rise. He's a Torah scholar. He's a Talmud Chacham." The first sage said, "I said he's a man who fears sin. You answer, he's a Torah scholar." And Rashi on the Gemara explains, "Hare mi." You diminish his praise. If I said he's a man who is Yiras Chet, don't tell me with an answer he's a man who's a Talmud Chacham. It's a lower level. You diminish his honor by saying he's a Talmud Chacham after I said he's a man who fears sin. And in Pirkei Avos, Matzinu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shibachas Talmido, Rabbi Shimon ben Isano, Yirei Chet. I looked at Pirkei Avos when I was preparing notes, when I was preparing Shir. So in Pirkei Avos, you see Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Amud HaYimini, the Patish Chazak, the Ner Yisrael. So he praised his student as being a Yirei Chet. What he's doing first of Chaim Kanievsky is going through all the, not, I don't know if it's all, but many, many, a plethora of sources in Chazal where we see the tremendous maila of being a person who has yiras chei. Uve edios in Maseches Edios, chas v'sham, I'm skipping that part. I can't read you the whole thing, it's like six pages. And we find in Maseches Ksubos that Rabbi appointed Rabban Gamliel, his son, as the Nasi. Even though he wasn't worthy in wisdom, his son was worthy of being Nasi, b'yiras chet. So once again, we see what's a higher level, wisdom or yiras chet. Yerushchayit, in both of these examples, let us rise. He's a person who's Yerushchayit. Let us rise. He's a Talmid Chacham. You're diminishing his honor. Rabbi appointed a son, Rabban Gamliel, as a Nasi, even though in wisdom he was not necessarily best suited to fill the place, but in Yerushchayit he was. One second. Ubisov Sota, and at the end of Masecha Sota, it tells us once Rabbi died, Mishameis Rabbi, Batla Anava v'Yerushchayit. Once Rabbi died, Batla Anava ceased. Humility and Yerushchayit ceased. Umaod hifligu Chazal shetore beli Yerushchayit eino klum. Chazal repeatedly emphasized that acquiring Torah without the fear of sin is eino klum. Nothing. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol sheyiras chato kodames lechachmaso. I'm sure you remember this. Kol sheyiras chato kodames lechachmaso. Chachmaso miskayemes. Anyone whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom will prevail. V'chol shechachmaso kodames liras chato. And anyone whose wisdom precedes his fear of sin. Did I say it right in English? Anyone whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom will prevail. Anyone whose wisdom precedes his fear of sin, his wisdom will not prevail. So from the few sources that we have gone through, we see that this idea of Yiras Chayit is a key ingredient in Avodas Hashem. And in Shmos Rabbah, you find Atamotza Adam Shona Midrash Halachas V'Agadus V'im Ein Bo Yiras Chayit Ein Bo Yado Klum. In Shmos Rabbah, the Midrash tells us, you can find a man who learns Midrash and Halachos and Agada. If he doesn't have Yiras Chayit, he has nothing. Source after source after source after source. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoting to tell us, without Yiras Chayit, you have nothing. Im Yesh Lecha Yiras Chayit, Hakol Shecha. If you fear sin, everything is yours. Amar Rabbi Hoshea, kol mishu yodea ve'em biyado yerushchei, em biyado klum. Another proof, says Rabbi Hoshea, anyone who has knowledge in his hand and doesn't have yerushchei, fear of sin, has nothing. For example, kol nagar she'em biyado, what's a nagar? Who knows? If you know Hebrew, I didn't know, I looked at English. Very good, beautiful. Kol nagar she'em biyado argalia, which is clay nagarus, eino nagar. Any carpenter that doesn't have the tools of carpentry, what kind of carpenter? He could call himself a carpenter, but if he doesn't have a hammer, and he doesn't have nails, and he doesn't have a saw, and he doesn't have whatever else they use in axes, is he really a carpenter? So what's the nimshal? Any Talmud Chacham who doesn't have his tools in his hands, what are the tools? Yeros Chayit and Yeros Shemaim, so he's not really a Talmud Chacham. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky is using with this mashal. Misha hu ashir, rotzel amar b'mitzvos, bereishis, b'adas bereishis, someone who is rich in mitzvos, v'chacham, u'ben das, v'en b'yodo Yeros Chayit, en b'yodo klum. Over and over, no matter how wise and how smart you are, one who does not have Yeros Chayit has nothing. Why? What does wisdom without Yeros Chayit lead to? What?
I know someone that's brilliant and it led to apikorsis because he didn't have a fear of chayit and now he's not broke.
So what I was going to use the word, so what's the root of, what's the second, what's the root of apikorsis? One word I'm looking for.
I think
gaiva.
What?
Gaiva.
Gaiva. That's the answer. That's exactly right. That's the answer. Gaiva. Rav Salvechik says very interestingly, why isn't ladies, Rav Salvechik, gaiva is the root. One second, ladies, please. Rav Salvechik says very interesting, why isn't atheism forbidden in the Torah?
Because it's either that, right? Either you're a servant to Hashem or you're a servant to yourself.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's exactly right. Why is
it? The girls were talking about that's not
Well, now Rav Salvechik explains.
The girl you were talking about that's not from actively.
Ladies, listen to me. Ladies, please listen to me. Beautiful. Rav Salvechik says, why is there no atheism in the Torah? Because either man serves and worships Ribbono Shel'olam, or man serves and worships himself. And that's why Chachma, without Yiras Chayit, leads to Apikorsus and Kfira, because the root of it is Gaiva, i.e., I know what's best for me. You could be brilliant and intellectual and scholarly, and you could have a IQ of whatever the highest IQ is, and you could graduate with a GPA of 4.0. But if you have no awareness or reverence that there is one, capital O, above me, and you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Like the Rav says, you either worship God or you worship yourself. And that's where all these poor sources, Ubemidrash Zuta, Shir Shirim, Im Ein Biyadcha Yerascheid, Ein Biyadcha Klum. If you have no Yerascheid in your hand, you have nothing. Medrash Shocher Tov. Listen to this. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakish, Lo Yofi, Velo Ashirus. The Almighty does not want beauty. He doesn't want wealth. Ela Yerascheid. And I was just, before I turn on the recording, sharing about a certain Baal Tzedakah and Baal Chesed, beyond words, who was just nifter very, very, very suddenly yesterday. Dr. Mark Raymer, Alav Hashalom, Zichron Avrecha, unbelievable, dedicated mamish his whole life to Chesed. And I said to my kids, the kids were astonished, and I said to my kids, at the end of a person's life, we take nothing with us. All the things we work to amass, we literally take nothing. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what?
Only what you give away.
Oh, very nice, beautiful, well said. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very nice. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakish Lo Yofi. Well, obviously, I thought it was understood, but perhaps I should be very clear. The only thing a person takes, I told the kids, is Chesed, Ma'isim Tovim, Torah, and Kesar Shem Tov, Ela Agabehen. That's it. Nothing else except what you give away. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakish Lo Yofi Velo Ashirus. Baruch Hu doesn't want your beauty, he doesn't want your money, Ela Yerascheid. And I was interestingly thinking, it reminded me of Mishlei. What do we say in Mishlei about the Eish Haschaya? Mishlei chapter 31, Perek Lamed Aleph. Shakar Achein, Vahavel Yofi. What's the end? Isha Yeras Hashem Hi Tisalal. It's right there. And so here we have Medrash Shocher Tov. Let's quote by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakish Lo Yofi V'lo Yeshuas Ela Yeras Chei. Shakar Achein, where am I? One second. I'm in Mishlei Lamed. It's Lamed Aleph. I'm going backwards. Kamu b'nei v'yeshua b'ala v'yehalala. Rabu spanus asuchai v'at alis al kulana. Shekar achein. V'havel yofi. Beauty and charm are nothingness. Isha yiras Hashem. A woman who fears God. He tisalal. She shall be praised. And Rashi says, Shekar Achein, Eishas Achein V'yofi Ein Mehalalin Osa. A wife of charm and beauty, we don't praise her. Ela Hakol Hevel V'Shekar. All that externality that a person may run after is Hevel and Shekar. Aval Isha Yiras Hashem, He Levad Tisalal, says Rashi Mishlei. A woman who is God-fearing, that alone shall be praised. And it's very, very interesting. There is a commentary here. I'm not sure who it is. Musar Chachma to the Malbim. Okay? I'm just showing you. I'm in a Nevi'im Ksuvim Mirkos Gedolos and Perush HaMalbim. Hey, Musar Chachma to Malbim. And I'm going to tell you what it says, and it's very beautiful. What does it mean, Hitisala? Rabos Banus Asuchayel. Be'inyan ze, la'esof hon v'chayel le'beitam, aval b'ma sha'at alis al kulana. B'ma sha'at secha haya hachein sheker v'hayofi heva. The woman who is at alis al kulana, who is more elevated than everybody else, because by her, chayin is sheker, and yofi is hevel. Lo his alalt b'chayin v'yofi. There is no praise in charm and in beauty. Rak tis halal b'masha haisa isha yiras Hashem. There is only praise because she is a woman who fears God. Al zeh tnula priyadeha. Give her from the fruit of your hand. Via hallelujah, she shall be praised. B'sha'arim maseh. What do you think that's referring to? Given the introduction that I just spoke about, Dr. Mark Raymer, what does it mean?
B'vayi
hallelujah b'sha'arim maseh.
The Meisim Tovim.
Where will she be praised? In which gates?
Upstairs.
That's exactly right. Tnu lami priya da alzai tekabel peros maaseh beolam hagemul. You know where she will reap and benefit from the fruits of her deeds? In the eternal world where all deeds are paid back. It's not referring to her husband alone who will praise her. In the gates of her deeds, all will praise her. In the eternal world of truth, when will she benefit from the fruit of her hand? When will she be praised? In the gates of her good deeds. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Medrash Ohr Tov. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakesh Lo Yofi V'lo Yeshivas Ela Yiras Chet. V'amar Hadar Bachurim, the glory of young men, Yiras Chet. Abbas de Rabbi Nassan. Chacham V'yirei Chet Hareze Uman Ukli Uman Tobiyado. One who has wisdom and one who has fear of sin is a Uman, is a craftsman with the tools of his craft in his hand. But if you only have one and not the other, you are lacking. Okay. We're coming up to where I need to get to. But do you see, and I'm not skipping very much, because do you see how important this component of Yira is in our Avodas Hashem? Thank you very much. One second, please. I'm skipping a little. Listen to this. Ugdola mizo amru b'tosefta. Demeseches Brachos. The Tosefta says, Sha'adam tzarich levarech b'chol yom. We don't make this bracha. But maybe you should make the bracha every day. We say, Shalom asani gai, Shalom asani isha, depending on your gender, Shalom asani kirtono. You should say every day, Baruch Shalom asani boor. What's a boor? Like a crass, low class. How's it translated in English? A boor. Okay. It's the same word in English and Hebrew. Baruch shalom asani bur. Lafi she'ein bur yerechet. Maybe you should make a bracha every day. Thank you, Hashem, for not making me a bur, because a bur does not have this component of yer. Could you imagine if we add that to Berachos HaShachar? Thank you, Hashem. Harei kol hashavach shal hatamid chacham shalom mei Torah. The entire place of a Torah scholar who learns Torah. Eino elosh al yedeza yuchal lios yerechet. It's only so that he could be. His whole praise is that he is Yiras Chet. The alzeh chayav lehodos laKadosh Baruch Hu bepratos. You specifically need to thank Hashem that you have this idea of Yira. Shezikahu sheyachal lios Yiras Chet. That God made you worthy that you could serve Him with this sense of Yira, Yira Shemayim, Yira Chet, Yira Onesh. That you are aware of this mida of Yira. Okay, more. I'm skipping.
It's a good reason.
My mother used to go, always say cause. Okay. Why are you there? Ubechal elu, in all these sources which we just quoted, and I skipped some of the sources, lo nizkar yira shamayim. These are amamre chazal that do not even list yira shamayim. Rak yira schet. And we need to clarify this. What is this matter of Yiras Chet? Amnam ha'inyan bazehu ki kvar kasvu b'sfarim hakadoshim ki ha'aveira. This is very important, because last week we were speaking about Yiras Ha'onesh, and here's our answer. It was written in the holy books. Ki ha'aveira, the sin, v'ha'onesh, the punishment, einon devarim nifradim, are not two separate matters. We tend to think that sin and punishment are two separate things. Avinu, Avinu, I sin, but it's okay. Hashem will forgive me. He judges on a curve. There's not enough Yira in our generation. We are wrong. We have a misconception if we think that Aveira and Onesh are two different things. They're not two separate things. Ella, Ha'aveiros HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hizhirle, in the sins, the Aveiros, that God warned us not about, Bara B'Tiv'an Shehem Kimosam HaMaves L'Gufel HaNefesh. Does anyone understand that? I'm going to repeat it. I know it's hard if you don't have it in front of you. Ella, Ha'aveiros HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hizhirle, and I translated that for you already, the sins that God warned us to stay away from them. In the sin itself, Bara B'Tiv'an Shehein kimo sam hamaves v'guf v'nefesh.
It's like poison.
What's like poison?
Within the sin itself.
Within the sin, very well said. Within, exact translation. Within the sin itself, it's like a sam maves, an elixir of death. L'guf, for your body, v'nefesh, and for the soul. V'heim mashchisim. that are destructive. The sin, not what we tend to think of as the onesh. The sin itself is a mashchis, a destroyer. V'harsim, v'sorfin es haguf, as a nefesh. So what are we actually learning here? That yiras hacheid and yiras haonesh are one and the same. Because if you truly appreciate what sin is, of course you fear the onesh. The sin is the onesh. You understand? The sin contains within it the sam hamaves. The sin is the mashchis. So if Chaim Kanievsky says it's not that yiras chayit and yiras onesh are two different things, he specifically says einan divarim nifradim. They're not two separate things. Chayit and onesh are not two separate things. The onesh is in the chayit. The onesh is in being over on that sin. One second. It's a big question. If somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, okay, you walk by the light switch. I mean, they didn't have this in temple times. So when he brought Karbanos, there was no light switch. But let's say, if you walk by the light switch and you flip it off by accident, you went to the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning, and on your way out, you turn off the light. Right, they sell in Z Berman excellent light covers. Get them. Let's say I have them. Let's say they come for the old-fashioned flips and they come for the fancier. Fine, they cost $3 a thing. Worth it for an Ochil Shabbos, especially if you learn what we're about to learn. Zeu inyan shafilu shogeg tzarech kapar. So let's say by accident you turn on.
I didn't hear.
Afilu shogeg, someone who commits the sin inadvertently, tzarech kapara, needs atonement. So if a person does a chayp shogeg b'Shabbos, he needs to bring a karban chatas. But what is your problem with that? Wasn't it?
Beshogeg,
so why do I need to bring a karban chatas? The answer is because if you had true awareness of what Shabbos represented, you would never turn on or off the light on Shabbos. There would be no, I know, please, it's so noisy. It's so hard for me. I can't even hear myself. I'm really asking you, please. I want to at least finish this piece of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Therefore, if someone commits a sin b'shogeg, he needs kapara. Why? It was b'shogeg. Isn't that an excuse? No. We're not talking about someone put a gun to your head. He's going to get to that in a minute. When it's a case of mesiras nefesh, I'm not talking about the yag val yavar. So if it's a case of mesiras nefesh and you're going to give up your life, he's not talking about it. But if it's b'shogeg, why do I need kapara? Because I should have the machshava. I should always be aware of that it's Shabbos. How could you flip off the light on Shabbos? I remember hearing of Shai Shechter say a while ago, I don't even remember what it goes back to. Someone asked the Rosh Hashiva Shlita of Hershel Shechter, what should you do if you say Mashav Aruach and you're supposed to say, if it's the same bracha instead of the same Talmud of Rachas, or of Hershel Shechter, you listen to my share? Or you heard him say it also? Yeah. So Rav Hershel Shechter said, how could you forget and say the wrong thing? Don't you know where you're up to in the time period? Did you confuse fall with spring? How could you possibly make such a mistake? Therefore, even b'shogeg, because the sin, ladies, is the mashchis, because the sin is the elixir of poison, it means we don't appreciate what chayit is. Therefore, by shogeg, you must have kapara. Otherwise, what's it going to do to your body? And your nefesh, it will destroy you. The sin itself destroys. You think chayit and onesh are two different things. You think there's yiras chayit and there's yiras onesh and they're two different levels. Guess what? It's one and the same. If you have proper appreciation for what chayit is, you automatically fear the onesh. The onesh comes from transgressing. It's automatic. That chayit that you just did is sam hamaves. Ki ha aveira eish. The aveira is the eish. The sin is the fire. Ad avdan tochel. He will be totally consumed. Uki'ilu achal sam hamavis. It's like you just ate poison. The sin itself is. So what's the punishment? Doing the sin. The result of doing the sin is the onesh. And this is what perhaps we don't like to hear in our generation. Hashem forgives me, it's not so bad. I turned on the light by accident, I didn't realize it was milchik after I ate fleishiks. Maybe you didn't check it up. Maybe you should have looked at the hechsher. Maybe you should have checked the ingredients. You don't get off by saying it was b'shogeg. Why? Because the sin itself is the onesh. The sin is the eish. Ki ha aveira eishi. Uki ilu achasam hamavis. It's like you just ate poison. V'chesed Hashem hu, shal yedei karban nimcha kaveira. It is the chesed, no interruptions, it is the chesed of Hashem that through the karban, the sin is erased. U'matzinu b'poskim sha'af ba'ones ha'aveira mitam temes libo. Look at this. Even when you are forced by coercion to do a sin, your lev is still mitamtem to some degree. Timtum ha'lev. There's still going to be some blockage of the heart to some degree. It's not even a punishment. It's a natural consequence. You know, you say your children, this isn't a punishment. Natural consequence of missing the bus is you have to walk to school. I don't know if anybody here does that anymore. Our schools are very far away, but that would be an example. Natural consequence of missing the bus is you have to walk to school. It's not a punishment. If you eat elixir of poison, if you swallow fire, you're going to be burned. You could say it was an accident. You're still going to be burned. I didn't mean to swallow fire. The mice, I can't help you. You swallowed fire. I didn't mean to swallow poison. I really can't help you. You swallowed poison. So even if somebody forced you to swallow poison, did you still swallow poison? Yes, I still swallowed poison. Now, do we not like to hear this in our generation? Are we so walking on eggshells that everything is Avinu, 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 and I marked on a curve and everybody's so wonderful and God loves me so much and he's willing to overlook that's not how Hashem created the world. How did Hashem create the world? Ha'onesh v'hacheid einan dvarim nifradim. These are not two separate matters. In transgression is the punishment. Allah, im kein haya mechuyav la'asus kei mitzad pikuach nefesh, if he was forced to do something because of pikuach nefesh, she'az chus ha-mitzvah tagein alav shalei yazeklo. So that's a different mitzvah. You are fulfilling the mitzvah of v'chayi behem v'lo she'if mispahem. You're not required to give up your life in this situation. So therefore, the sin is actually a mitzvah, and then you will be protected. We're not talking about that sort of matzah. Kikach bara ha-kosh baruch hu. This is how God created our world and our system. Sha'aveira hi eish so refes. Kimo nachash v'akrav. The aveira itself, the chayit itself, the sin itself is a burning fire like snakes and scorpions. So yiras hachayit and yiras ha'onesh, if we appreciate what chayit is, are not two different components. They're the same components. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is explaining why. If I understand that the sin is going to burn me, if someone gives you poison and forces you to drink poison, did you still drink poison? Yes. Are you, Rachman al-Tzan, going to suffer the consequences? Yes, but it was, I didn't mean to. Guess what? It doesn't matter if you meant to, if you didn't mean to. It happened. Ukemosha kasav, oh, Avi Adonenu, Avi Marenu Verabenu. Who's he quoting?
His father.
The stipler. Who just said that? A few people. V'chaye olam shechilu Shabbos hu kemo machlas sartan, Rachmana Litzlan. Being mechalal Shabbos is like cancer. It's like a person who has cancer, Rachmana Litzlan. That's what the stipler says. Because we don't appreciate, we don't have sufficient yiras chayit. Because we don't have sufficient yiras chayit, we don't have sufficient yiras ha'onesh. V'im echad yodeh, listen to Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes. V'im echad yodeh, sh'im yasa davar ploni. If somebody knows, if he does this specific matter, if you go stand in the pitch black, wearing all black clothing, when the streetlights aren't working, in the middle of the 878, Rachman Tzom, what's going to happen? Any mentally stable person is not going to do that. V'im echad yodeh, sh'im yasa davar ploni, o yacha machal ploni, yesh chashash, sh'ikaba machal sartan, Rachman Tzom. If you know, if you do this certain matter, or if you eat this certain food, a person will get cancer, or a person will be killed by the car. You're going to do it, b'ivadai, yivrach misa b'kol kocho. Are you crazy? I'm not standing all black in the middle of the 878 where the streetlights are off. What is inevitably, invariably, absolutely going to happen to that person? They're going to get run over by the car. If somebody tells you, the doctor tells you, that absolutely eating this is going to bring cancer, you're going to do it? Of course you're not going to do it. But yisyari me'od. You're going to be very afraid. Shema yikashel. You're going to be so on guard never to do b'shogig either. Never to stumble by accident either. How could I go into the bathroom and shut off the light? If I understood yiras chayit, the power of chayit, and that chayit is onesh. V'im chas v'sham nichshal b'vaday pachto v'yiraso gedamar. And if chas v'sham he is nichshal, his fear will be terrible. If we do an accident b'shogeg on Shabbos, okay, I did it by accident. He quotes the Vilna Gaon, who one time, k'mo she misapri mahagra zatzal she b'yalduso naga b'shabbos b'li kavan b'mukta v'nis alaf. One time, the Vilna Gaon touched something that was moksha in his childhood, and he absolutely fainted. Zehu inyan yiras chayit. So zeh mara sheyesh lo emuna chushit. This is yiras chet. It proves that you have palpable faith in the Ribono Sha'olam. V'shemargish, and you absolutely live with the reality, you feel Shaha'aveira, hu eish, so refes. No, we have such clarity. Hodu Lashem Kito of Kilam Chaso. Someone gave me the Sefer for Hanukkah. That's not the first year I'm using it for, but learning from and therefore sharing it with other people. But it brings such clarity. Last week we spoke in depth about Yiras Ha'onesh, Yiras Ha'onesh, Yiras Ha'onesh. But we're really understanding that Yiras Ha'onesh is really having healthy understanding of what Aveira is. If I understood what Chet was, would you eat some Hamaves? Would you let someone give it to you back? Would you not check the ingredients? If you suspected that this person was giving you poison, would you not check the ingredients? Of course you need to bring a Chatas if you were Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. If you understand what being Mechal Shabbos does, then you're terrified of sin because you're terrified of Onesh, because Aveira and Onesh, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky, are not two different things. They're one and the same. The Aveira is the Onesh. 1 second, please. V'chol meshi yiras cheto gedola yoser. The more one has yiras chet, zemara she'emunaso gedola yoser. The more yiras chet you have, it shows that you have more emuna. V'yiras shemayim shelo gedola yoser. His Yiras Shamayim is very great. V'zeh kol Adam. This is the whole essence of the person. U'misha ein misyare me'aveira. And one who does not fear from aveira, zemara she'ein ha'emuna shelo shlema. Listen to what I just said. Listen to me. Zemara she'ein ha'emuna shelo shlema. One who does not fear sin, it shows that his faith is not complete. U'mimela ein toraso yecholo lahatzliach. He can never be successful in his Torah learning or his Torah life because he is lacking emunah. How do you know he lacks emunah? Because he has no awareness of what sin really is. Such a person is distant. Memela, he's distant from God. The kol mash adam korev yoser lakosh baruchu, kakosh baruchu korov elav. The closer you are to God, the closer God is to you. One more paragraph. We are finishing this. If you have to leave, try and catch online. I hope someone will stay to hear the last paragraph. The more that one stays away and has this yira of chet, fear of sin. By the way, I have other sources that I wanted to bring you when I did this. I don't have time, so I'm not even bringing the other sources. I'm just letting you hear what Rav Chaim Kanievsky has to say. The higher degree you have of Amuna, the higher degree you have of Yiras Chet, the higher degree of Shmira you have from Hashem. Shelo Yikashel. He will guard you. He will watch you. The more reverence you have. Ukamidas Zahirus Upachto. The more you. Zahir, Lizaher.
Careful.
What?
Careful.
The more careful and the more you are pachad in fear. Kineged Zayishmiru. It is a relationship that is balanced. The greater your fear and care not to transgress, the greater God's care is of you. From the Gedolim in every generation. Umisha yiraso chalusha. He who is reverence is weak. I wanted to bring you Rashi from the end of Parsha Shmini. Rashi says right at the end of Parsha Shmini, if we are metame ourselves down here, God will be metame ourselves in the yeshiva shamala. If we are metahar ourselves down here, Hashem will be metahar ourselves. That's exactly what Chaim Kanievsky is saying. Hashem is tzilcha. What does Hashem tzilcha mean? Hashem acts with us. Rav Shai Shachter explained, I forget who he quoted. Hashem acts with us, the Baal Shem Tov, I think. The way we act with others. The way we act, that's how God is. If I have high level of Yiras Chet, which means high level of Yiras Onesh, which means high level of Emunah, so I have a lot of Shmira. So Hashkacha is proportionate to my interaction and my reverence and my fear of God. Ki b'mida sha'adam modeid, modedin ba. Because the way I measure others, God will measure me. Hashem loves me all the time. Hashem will overlook every avera. Hashem God watches me in a curve. If I am mizalzel b'davar, if I make a mockery of this matter, ve'ein mefached, and I have no pachad, ve'ein chashuv etzo kolkach, it's not so important for me. It's okay. I turned off the light by accident. I don't even feel bad. I don't care. Nothing happened. What is the gematria of Shabbos?
Look can we?
But someone, can you look up with that? Okay, it's 702, right? Okay, thank you. I wanted to clarify that. Because you had a pen and paper, that's why I was asking it to. My son told me, listen to the story, that his Rebbe, I believe it was his Rebbe this year, Rabbi Halbertel, he told me this in the beginning of the year. He went to visit a boy on Shabbos, and the boy was sick, and he went to visit the boy. And I think he went into user facilities, just saying he shut the lights by accident. And after Shabbos, he showed up at the boy's house with a check for $702. And why is he coming here with this money? And he said, the gematria of Shabbos is 702. This relates to B'chol Modecha. What do we value more, the mitzvah or the money? And next time, I will remember that at Shabbos, and I won't turn on or off the lights.
In other words, that was a lot of money for him.
And if you make a bizayon and you are not afraid, why should God give you an extra level of shmira if you are not careful? If you don't care, so Hashem doesn't care. Hashem tzilcha. You don't care about the Averis, you don't care about Shabbos, you don't care about Onesh, Hashem won't protect you. Two more sentences. We're finishing the whole chapter. If only we could get through the book so fast. V'hu ne'ezav l'chol mikirim. You know what that means? Hu ne'ezav, you're left. L'chol mikirim, what's mikra? Chance. You're just left to chance. Hashem, he's saying, removes his hashkacha, because if you don't see God in your life, revere, yira, lirot, Rav Shem Shem Falesh, 25:17 to farm, if you don't see God, you don't fear God. If you don't fear God, you don't have yiras cheid. If you don't yiras cheid, you automatically don't have yiras onesh, because cheid and onesh are one and the same, because the doing the cheid is the onesh. So Hashem says, so I should give you shmira? You don't even know I'm in your life. You don't even care. You think turning on lights on Shabbos is nothing. Who cares? It was a mistake. I didn't mean it. It was an accident. You have no. Would you swallow some mavis by accident? If someone said, if you, someone was very sinister and they gave you these pills, you wouldn't read the ingredients. You wouldn't be absolutely sure. Because it is possible to stumble in all sorts of sins. It's poshut. If a person stumbles in all kinds of sin, his wisdom will never be upheld. He has no siyata d'shmaya. V'chol ma'ashir ascheto gedola, gam ha-siyata d'shmaya shlo gedola v'chol advarim. The greater one's yira is, the greater the siyata d'shmaya in his life is. V'lachein hifligu chazal kol kach b'inyan yereschi. And that is why the sages emphasize so strongly the idea of yereschi. So I hope that through the teachings of Chaim Kanievsky, we brought some clarity and insight and light to our topic. Are there any questions? Yes.
The Torah puts things into play, and that's why we know that things happen. Like divorce, like doing things with shkaga. The Torah wouldn't mention these things if it didn't know it would happen. You're saying that shkaga, well, a person should be more careful. When someone is walking by and just walks,
that's not shkaga.
No. My seder was in the dark last year because.
1 second. That's two different things.
You said
one is your back scraped against the wall. You didn't know there was a light switch there. There's no conscious awareness. No, it's two different things. You didn't know there was a light switch. Someone pushed you into the wall and the light went on. It's not the same as leaving the room and shutting the light. You don't see that those are two different things?
No, they're two different things, but it's still done. The end result is the same. The light went out.
It's not the same degree of chet. Shogeg is you did something. Someone who kills b'shogeg has to go to an ir mikvah.
Right.
1 second. Someone who kills b'shogeg has to go to an ir mikvah. He didn't mean to murder, but he was chopping wood. He did something to cause the person to die. You shot the light. No, it's not if you walk by and you didn't know there was a light switch and your shoulder brushes the light switch. No, you left the room, you shot the light. I forgot it was Shabbos. That's an avera. How could you forget it's Shabbos?